91X News.
It's 17 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Corey Jacobs. As of November 1st, Ontario Hydro One increased its rates again. Hastings Prince Edward MPP Todd Smith expressed worry about how this might impact the province's economy. For years, Ontario had some of the cheapest electricity prices in the country. Smith has concern about how attractive it will be for people starting to start a small business.
One of the reasons that companies in the past have decided to locate in Ontario is because we did have affordable electricity prices.
Rates are set to go up again on January 1st. Canada's Walk of Fame has chosen Evelyn Wilson from Carrion Place as the winner of the first ever Peter Somalias Unsung Hero Award. The award recognizes someone who has made a positive impact in his or her community. The list of things Wilson does in the community seems endless. She volunteers for charities, coaches the basketball team at the Trenton High School, and is involved in the working to save the Trenton Memorial Hospital.
Sometimes you don't have a lot of money, but you got some time and you can just give it yourself. And that's all, you know, one person can make a difference.
Wilson will join other Canadians being honored at the Walk of Fame celebration at the Sony Centre for the Performing Arts in Toronto on November 7th. The new Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's platform includes helping post-secondary students pay off their loans easier. QNET's Callie Jackson has more.
This week, Justin Trudeau released his campaign platform, which includes students not having to pay their loans until they are making $25,000 a year. We asked Loyalist College students what their thoughts were.
I think that that is a good idea for people who don't have the money to pay for their schooling right away.
So the thought of Justin Trudeau not having us to pay back our student loans before we're actually making a living is awesome in my opinion, because I have two small children. So the thought of having to jump right into a career right after I'm done my graduation, it kind of scares me. So having that extra time is pretty awesome.
I personally think that by him making it so that we don't have to repay our debts until we make decent money is a good thing, because it is a lot of money to come to school, and it's even harder to think about paying it back afterwards, especially if you don't have a job right away or anything like that. So I think it would be one of the best things that he could do.
I think it's a good idea. It definitely helped out for those of us that are slower getting a job. Sometimes it takes months to use to find a job in the field that you studied.
Trudeau's plan will help all students who are recovering from their debts. Callie Jackson, QNET News, Belleville.
The National Chief of Assembly of First Nations says the incoming Liberals must make sure that there is an action plan to accompany an inquiry into missing and murdered Aboriginal women. Perry Bellegarde says his organization supports the inquiry, but hopes it follows movement on longstanding problems such as Aboriginal housing and education. Carolyn Bennett, the new Minister of Indigenous and Northern Affairs, is a longtime advocate for an inquiry. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has made his cabinet half men and half women. One of these women is Marion Momtseff, the MP for the Peterborough-Kawartha riding. QNET News reporter Stephanie Clue has more.
Yesterday, at Justin Trudeau's swearing-in ceremony, Marion Momtseff was sworn into the cabinet. Momtseff was made the Minister of Democratic Institutions, the new name for the Minister of Democratic Reform. It is expected that Momtseff will work on the Liberal Party promise of changing Canada's first-past-the-post electoral system. 20 years ago, Momtseff came to Canada from Afghanistan as a refugee with her mother and two sisters, and they settled in Peterborough. For the past 10 years, Momtseff has been very involved in her community. She ran unsuccessfully in 2014 to be Peterborough's mayor and was elected as a first-time MP in the October 19th election. Momtseff also co-founded the Red Pashmina Campaign, an initiative that raises funds to help and educate women in Afghanistan. Stephanie Clue, QNET News, Belleville.
Thousands of Romanians protested for a third day demanding early elections to end a widespread corruption after a nightclub fire killed more than 30 people and led to the collapse of the government. Some 10,000 staged a protest in University Square, a traditional site for anti-government demonstrations, waving huge Romanian flags Thursday evening. Prime Minister Victor Ponta resigned with his cabinet on Wednesday after mass street protests demanded he step down. The 2015 Operation Red Nose campaign officially kicks off tonight. The service gives you and your vehicle a safe ride home after a night out this holiday season. Rick Kevin was one of the campaign's co-chairs last year and says Operation Red Nose has many benefits.
It's great for a couple of fronts. The YMCA gets some benefits from it, from donations, as well as the Trillium Foundation. I believe that's the other charity that they're looking after. And it gets, impaired people off the road, makes the road safer, and it starts up the last weekend of November.
Last year, hundreds of volunteers helped to get over 2,600 clients home safe and sound. The launch will take place tonight at 7 p.m. at the Empire Theatre. Canaport LNG Limited Partnership has pleaded guilty to two charges in connection with the death of about 7,500 birds that flew into a burning blaze at the gas facility in New Brunswick. A provincial court judge ordered the company pay $750,000, which will be distributed to numerous environmental and wildlife organizations. Ontario's spring bear hunting proposal is set to expand the hunting grounds and extend it another 5 years. It will also include non-resident hunters.
So a resident hunter would be someone who resides in Ontario, and a non-resident would be someone who does not reside in Ontario. And the other difference, too, is as a non-resident hunter, you have to go through a tourist operator in order to hunt. So the inclusion of non-resident hunters in the expanded spring bear hunting pilot is expected to lead to increased economic opportunities for Ontario's northern communities and the tourism industry.
Wireless provider TELUS Corporation is planning to reduce its workforce by 1,500 positions as it boasts dividend payments to shareholders. The Vancouver-based company, which operates one of Canada's biggest telecommunication networks, said Thursday that the layoffs will save as much as $125 million each year. That's QNET News on 91X. It's 4:06. Sports is next.
What if that cake boss guy couldn't make cakes anymore? Stats say the average job search can take up to 16 weeks. How can you kickstart your job search? Where do you start?
Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. From second career advice to job search support. Find out how they can help you. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street beside Pinnacle. Whatever your age or stage in life, start here. This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
And now, QNET Sports. There will be thunder on the volleyball court Friday at Loyalist. The Lancers take on the Algonquin Thunder in the OAA action. The Lady Lancers will have an opportunity to advance to sixth place in the East Division with a win. Co-head coach Dominique Dawes noted that the importance of communication and mental preparation in order to win games.
Volleyball is very much a huge mental game, and these girls have got to know going into each game. It doesn't quite matter right now who's on the other side of the net, but that they need to really come together themselves first, and playing together as one team with one voice, and that's what we will do to take down each team.
The Lady Lancers play Friday at 6. The Loyalist Men will be looking for their first win on the seasoning beginning at 8. Last week's win has pushed the Loyalist Lancers women rugby team into the playoffs. Dustin Doulette has more.
The Loyalist Lancers women's rugby team is heading to the OCAA semifinals this Saturday for the first time since 2012. The Lancers will be taking on the top-seeded 6-0 Fleming Knights. Despite posting a 2-4-1 regular season record, Coach Fitzgerald is optimistic about his Loyalist team.
Fleming knows what we're capable of. I think right now Fleming is more scared than we are. I think after our game last week, our expectations are a little higher. We've got a chance to knock off the number one seed, and that's huge. And I think these girls are carrying that weight really, really well. And I think we can do it.
With a win on Saturday, the Lancers will be making their first OCAA rugby final appearance in school history. Dustin Doudelet, QNET Sports.
Belleville will be hosting a sporting championship in May of next year. Rebecca Bartlett has the story.
The 2016 Women's World Under-19 Floorball Championship will be held in Belleville in May. Earlier this week, the Quinte Wellness Center raised flags for the 16 countries that will come to compete next year. This will be the first time the International Floorball Federation has held a championship in the Americas and only the second time it hasn't been held in Europe. The early preparations already have the tournament putting over $1 million into Belleville's economy. Rebecca Bartlett, QNET News, Belleville.
Tonight, the Picton Pirates host Amherst View Jets at 7:30, as well as the Wellington Dukes playing at Newmarket Hurricanes at 7:30. To send us your team or league score, email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Your forecast for Belleville, tonight, mainly cloudy, showers beginning before morning, moderate winds with a low of 12. Tomorrow, showers ending early in the afternoon, then a mix of sun, cloud, and winds with a high of 16. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of showers, high of 8 and low of minus 2. By night, cloudy periods with 30% chance of rain or showers or flurries. At 4:10, it's 17 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Corey Jacobs, QNET News. Next news is at 5 o'clock.